You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Fans of Syracuse University sports will have to make some changes the next time they go to see a game on campus. WAER's Chris Bolt explains how officials are trying to educate the public about the new security measures.
Your next visit to the Carrier Dome, maybe to cheer on the football team in the upcoming season, will be a bit different. And you can thank Homeland Security for the changes.
One of is installing 54 new walkthrough metal detectors. The trend in this industry that we're in through the NFL and the NBA and all the different entities out there and the ACC and the different schools, it's just something that will help us get the fans into the building a little bit quicker.
Carrier Dome Managing Director Pete Salas says that's not the only change.
Along with that, we went to a clear bag policy this year. Again, this was something that is throughout the country. As we've talked to some of our peers and in the ACC, it's pretty much standard operating.
Salas says they'll do a soft rollout of the new policy, but eventually no one can bring in a backpack, camera bag, large purse, or other bag. Small purses and diaper bags are okay. Athletic Director John Wildhack explains there will be a bit of a grace period as football season begins.
We're going to have a soft launch the first three games, and then it'll go into effect with our fourth home game. So if somebody comes the first three games, they don't have the appropriate bag, we'll be able to provide them one of these. And again, educate them in terms of going forward. This is what we're doing.
Officials displayed a Syracuse logo clear bag, but people can use their own, measuring no larger than 12 by 12 by 6 inches, or use a gallon-sized zip-top clear bag. They plan to have people in parking lots and on the quad telling fans about the new clear bag policy and have the bags for sale.
You don't want to implement this halfway through a season, right? Because then all you do is create confusion. So the time to do this is before the start of a season, and where we can be able to communicate this to our fan base well in advance so A, they know it, and B, they can plan for it accordingly.
They worked with Homeland Security and a consultant on both the bag and metal detector policies, primarily for safety, but also to try and get people into the arena as efficiently as possible. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.